The Takeaway is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org. You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
In case you did not watch the 63rd Annual Primetime Emmy Awards last night, I can sum up most of it with two words: Modern Family.
You know, a couple years ago we were on location, and a gay couple came up to us and said, "You know, you're not just making people laugh, you're making them more tolerant." And they're right. We are showing the world that there's absolutely nothing wrong with a loving, committed relationship between an old man and a hot young woman.
That's the co-creator of Modern Family, Stephen Levitan.
Television saving the world once again.
That's right.
Thank you for that, TV.
Show won Best Comedy along with five trophies total. AMC's Mad Men was named Best Drama now for the fourth year in a row. Predictable to a certain extent. And joining us now this morning, Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway Culture producer, co-host of the Movie Date podcast. So, Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
And, you know, to me, the Emmys seemed not just like safe choices in terms of the awards for the most part, but it was pretty carefully controlled in what people could say and couldn't.
It was very careful. I wish there was a little bit more madness in it, a little bit more craziness. But at one point, they were making fun of themselves, at least for how controlled everything was. There was a skit very early on in the show with Ricky Gervais that was highly edited, showing that he can't be an Emmys host or an awards show host anywhere in the United States because he's just too much of a loose cannon. And I thought that was pretty fun. And one other moment that I thought was hilarious, maybe the only time I laughed out loud the whole night, was when Amy Poehler stormed the stage. They were announcing, just listing off the nominees for Best Actress in a Comedy. And before they even got halfway through the list, Amy Poehler stormed the stage, and then all of the other nominees followed suit and followed her
up
there.
But she didn't win.
No, but it was a great moment because it didn't feel scripted. The rest of the evening felt so scripted. Obviously, it was scripted, but it just felt more fun and more loose.
There was a tiny bit of a controversy because Alec Baldwin got kicked off his skit since he cracked a joke about phone hacking.
Yes, Murdoch. Yes, he did, and then he also tweeted about it, and then he was replaced by Leonard Nimoy in that skit.
All right, so, I mean, were you surprised by any of the awards? I mean, obviously Modern Family and Mad Men, I said, I feel those feel like safe choices. But what about the other awards?
Well, I was surprised, actually, that Mad Men only brought home one award all night. It's about time they win some acting awards. The actors are great on that show. And it was nominated for 19, and it only won Best Drama. That's all it won. And I was really surprised by that.
You know who's been nominated not a lot and never wins is Hugh Laurie, the star of House.
I think you're right. I mean, that's surprising. And then it was also surprising that Steve Carell didn't win. A lot of people thought he would win this year because it was his last season on The Office, and he didn't win.
Yeah. All right. So who was the best winner?
Well, obviously Modern Family bringing home five awards. I think that was a big shock last night, especially Julie Bowen right off the bat winning for Best Supporting Actress on that show. I think that was a really big surprise. And Friday Night Lights, I thought, did great. That was a surprise, too. They won two awards last night, and that was always kind of a critical darling, but it never had a lot of ratings. So it was nice that in their last season that they got to win an acting award amongst their awards.
Although it did seem like we'd have more to talk about with the Emmys if Ricky Gervais had been hosting.
Oh, we'd have so much more to say today.
Or if HBO hadn't been stiffed in some ways. I mean, HBO actually didn't do their normal, you know, walk out with a van full of Emmys.
Yeah, I think they only had a car full this time
as opposed to a whole van full.
Poor HBO. Kristen Meinzer is Takeaway Culture producer, co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks.